sanctity of the game. With Barry Bonds on the verge of breaking baseball's all-time home run record, I felt the need to chime in with my personal thoughts on everything tied to this record-breaking performance. Barry Bonds is one of the greatest baseball players to ever live. Nobody can take that from him. The guy could hit 50 home runs, steal 50 bases, hit 350 or better, and win a gold glove. He did everything. He was the best at doing it. And he did this for most of his career. But at 37 years old, in 2001, he comes into the prime of his career. Aside from the Balco, the Greg Andersons, and the massive head sizes of the world, the sheer fact that Bonds began to have his biggest numbers at 37 years of age, it begins to raise some questions. When most players from his draft year have long retired, Bonds is suddenly putting up the best numbers of his career, and all time. In 2001, Bonds surpassed McGuire's single-season home run record with 73 home runs, a great accomplishment, even with steroid use. But it has to be tainted. The naysayers can point to this and say it's never been proven. That is true. Nobody can say that with 100% certainty Bonds is guilty of doping. But I am confident to say that with 99% certainty, Bonds has doped. I make no effort to hide the fact that I am disappointed to see Henry Aaron's record fall. However, I do come to the defense of Bonds when people say that he is not one of the greatest baseball players to ever live. Any man who can take a round object, to hit another round object, traveling at 100 miles per hour, with a possible break of up to a foot, that's simply amazing. I believe hitting this round object with a round object is tougher than kicking a 50-yard field goal, stopping a 100-mile-per-hour slap shot, or bending it like Beckham. Nobody can take that away from Bonds, and he is simply one of the greatest. But he is one of the greatest that should have finished his career with 600-plus home runs, not 700-plus and the all-time record. Most people are rooting for Henry Aaron here, and it is long overdue. I feel no sympathy for Barry Bonds, as he is certainly receiving no free passes. Think back to Roger Maris in the summer of 1961, when he hit 61 and surpassed the Babe single-season record of 60. He was a white man, hobbling the record of another white man, and they both had played for the Yankees. Yet his life was thought to be at risk, as he did receive several death threats. He had objects thrown at him from the field. His hair was falling out due to the stress, and nobody respected what he was accomplishing. Then you look at Henry Aaron's record-breaking season when he surpassed Babe Ruth for the all-time record. His family was under FBI watch on the night he broke the record. They could not be with him at the ball field, as they thought their lives were to be in danger, and there were several kidnapping threats put on his children. Aaron himself thought he would be shot before touching home plate on the home run itself. Sports records are sacred, and nobody likes to see them fall. History dictates this. Even though they are made to be broken, nobody wants to see them fall, and Bonds is no exception, especially with his connections to steroids. The question has been raised if this is a matter of race or not. Something like 70% plus of the white population are against Bonds, while something like 60% plus of the black population are in support. But how can this be a matter of race? We have a black man surpassing the record of another black man. Those that are trying to turn this into a race issue are merely trying to inject racism and drama into a situation that needs no lobbying for more attention. Bonds will break this record, and sports fans will hang their head. Bonds has his supporters, and they will celebrate, but my respect remains with the man who will be sitting in his living room with his family, watching himself finally get the respect he deserves. Ironic that Aaron's records had to fall in order for him to get the respect that he deserves. The sanctity of the game. Thanks, Barry.